They live on until lapse.
We're good.
Technical difficulties.
All righty. We'll get started. We have Kurt online, and Rick is absent. All right, we got Kurt. Okay. Daniel, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yep.
Sorry. This time is 6:33.
For our board meeting today, August 21st, 2024.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Next on the agenda is approval of the minutes, July 17, 2024.
I propose that we approve the minutes for July 17, 2024.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Perfect, thank you. Firefighter recognitions. Chief Graphic.
All right, this month we have so far two. Well, we have more, but we're waiting for them to show up. So for this month, we have Sean Canterbury receiving his Firefighter 1 and his Firefighter 2.
Excellent.
Oh, somebody's got to take a picture since Rick's not here.
Turn around for Kim.
Yep.
Come on over there.
Group hug.
Awesome. All right, then the other person we've got Chase Allen receiving his Firefighter 2.
Good job, Chase.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, sounds like a good idea. Okay. All right. So to add to the firefighter recognitions, we have three badges that we get to give out. And this is, first... We'll see how the order here. Kim, come on up.
Alphabetically.
Yeah. And you stand over there, and I can. We'll run the camera if you want to come up and pin it on her.
Rob. Yep.
I need dress for it. I shaved.
So these are administration badges. These are badges to indicate where we take a whole lot of help. I should have looked at them. They're in a childproof bag.
Gosh, I'd say so.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
All right, poor county boys.
To me.
Gotta have one. He stab himself.
Aha, good.
One more.
It's not.
It doesn't work. Oh, this.
Don't those holes made up?
Perfect.
Huh? Don't those holes made up with the?
Yeah, but he could not with.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's why he said it was.
Let me throw it in there.
Okay, Megan. And same thing.
Who would you like to?
Her dad.
You can bring Kirk, you can come up.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Don't hurt.
He's
my friends in the family. Well, why do you think I told him to have you guys do it instead of me?
You know what? No, the hole's not cut.
Okay. Oh. So it's not just you.
No, it's not just you. It's a shirt.
Got a pocket knife?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Scott has a knife.
It closes on itself. There you go, my love.
How about her grandma and her mom in the picture? Yep.
We fight.
We'll take pictures.
With her dad, too.
The whole family.
Well, no, grandpa also.
Got to have everybody.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
All y'all.
It's all family affair.
All y'all. I should have brought a picture of her great-great-grandpa.
You ready?
Okay, Kaylee. Who do you want to pin?
Pin it just above where the hole is supposed to be, and it'll go a lot easier.
Kaylee, where's your phone? Don't worry, Kaylee, I got it.
Oh, okay.
He's filming. You know, I don't know if it's
never done before.
Better get used to it. He did it so easy.
Third time's a charm.
Picture
again,
with all three of them.
That's a bad idea. All three of them.
I'm a picture guy. My wife tells me to quit doing that.
You are the devil, Steve.
My wife tells me to quit taking pictures like that. But.
You should have seen the look Kaylee just gave.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Wait, Megan should be in the middle.
Oh, yeah, I'm little.
Hey, look here, though.
Not bad.
Now on three, I'll flip your hair up in the air.
Yep. Thank you.
And Cassandra, just to confirm, you have one already, right?
I have a chief badge, yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, as we're doing recognitions, we felt that was very appropriate because the administration staff really, you know, without it, we could not do this. So, thank you very
much. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. That was wonderful. All right. Monthly status report.
Okay. Current run report number 881 went in today. That's 155 since the last board meeting, averaging 5 a day. Last year on this day, it was 812, so we're up by 69. It has been a way busy month. Overlapping call volume is 33 in the last month, which means that we're running about one every day. In the past month since the last board meeting, 20 calls were not in Stansbury, Lake Point, or Erta. So out on the highway, out in Skull Valley, you know, anywhere you were, the unincorporated areas. Significant events. School is back in session, so just be aware. And we've been to the high school once a day.
Three times yesterday.
Yeah, plenty of times.
They weren't out of class? So.
Yeah. So, just different reasons, different issues. We had Stansbury Days, which meant that there was a big parade, the fireworks displays, and something we knew we tried this year was Marine 61. We put a boat in the water, just a pedal boat. And Cody, you want to tell us about your experience?
My legs hurt so bad the next day. Because I had to get the boat from my house all the way around. Because I went on the opposite side of the causeway. So I had to go all the way around to the clubhouse. And then paddling back and forth to keep that line for the people who wanted it. 150 feet off of shore. Had a lot of people on their boats and had boards that weren't very happy that they couldn't be very close, but they stayed away. We had some lights on there. We added some lights to the boat.
It was actually very. I did get a picture, but it was a horrible picture. So they have some pictures. So we tried that this year. We will do that again as necessary. So also to note, for Stansbury Days with the fireworks, the fireworks shooter was brand new this year, and he decided to set up at 8 a.m. Well, within 150 feet, you had that all those people. So Buck made him take all of his fireworks down and put them in his trailer. Said, you can't do that until all these people have cleared out. And, of course, that came with a whole bunch of argument and consternation. And then that storm came through, wiped everything out, and basically filled all his mortars with water. And he was thanking Buck by the end of the night, saying, if I hadn't done that, they wouldn't have had fireworks. So that worked out really well. So, for once, yes, yes. We also had a drowning at the Grantsville Reservoir, and that was significant. 128 acres burned at mile marker 62. That was our largest fire so far. We had three MVAs caused by elk. Night Out Against Crime was held at Benson Mills Park, where a whole bunch of emergency services were together there. On August 10th, we had a six-car MVA at the 68. That was significant in a number of ways. One, it was six cars. There were no fatalities, but it was instigated by a sudden dust storm. They said it went black. Everything went black in front of them. So what did they do? They stopped. So no fatalities. It was just a mess out there. The first people on the scene were BLM. You all saw that that memo, which was kind of a surprise to us. But well, welcome. Accomplishments. We had two trucks completed in a 20-day EMAC assignment. We are geared up for another assignment to go out again. But we haven't been called yet. But that was significant. Chief Brown, you want to speak about that? Any? Say.
20 days. What did we spend? 10 or so in Oregon. Spent 2 days in Eugene just pre-polling. And then they said storms were coming through. They said, well, we're done with you. And they said California would love you. So they sent us from Eugene down to Park Fire in California, where we spent the other 10 days.
How did both fires treat you guys? They treat you good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they treat us really good. Oregon's always really good about treating their people. But in California, they're good, too. So it was good.
Good. Got a guy to go again?
Yeah.
Okay.
We had paramedic graduation August 9th, EUVU. They have graduated class. Now we're waiting for them to test. So when they pass and they're all through their national registry, that's when we'll celebrate. So just a little subdued right now, just waiting. Rachel Walton, if you can stand up for a second, passed her national registry EMT this morning. So congratulations. She is registered for AEMT, right?
I will be starting out this week.
Okay. Dan Gans completed ICT-5, Firefighter Type 1. His book went to review committee. So he's getting that taken care of. So now all of the captains are at the same level. They'll be engine boss and ICT-4 training. We had interviews and multiple people hired, volunteer and part-time. We offered a full-time position to Brad DeLue, and he starts August 28th. So you'll see him shortly coming up and around. We had Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2 skills testing and wildland certifications the first week in August. It's the first weekend in August. So we'll know about those here next board meeting. We don't know the results. Planning coming up, interviews, specs for the next fire engine are being compiled. We have the community impact board application requires a full inventory of our assets, so we're doing that application by October 1st. And then fall events, football games, we got a pool party this weekend. Open house coming in second week in October, or first week.
Seventh.
And Halloween, you know, we've got all this stuff coming up, so we're planning all that. And Captain Arnold's diligently working through our public education. Any questions?
No.
Great,
thank you.
Okay.
All right. Fire Marshal, monthly update, Buck.
So the two main things I want to highlight this month is, of course, growth. And we've been meeting with the folks at the Inland Port. They're starting to plan their roads and their water distribution. And it's kind of exciting to see that they're actually going to be their own water company. So we've been talking about sizing that. They're going to bring in a bunch of water and tanks and pumps and distribution center or distribution lines, and so good for us. It kind of stops that migration eastward from other entities that might try to take stuff away from us. So kind of excited about that. Chief mentioned that school had started. The main thing that affected our office was that we had a youth decide to set a fire inside the school in the boys' bathroom. He lit the toilet paper dispenser on fire, decided that he didn't want to have the fire anymore, pulled the fire out of the toilet dispenser, or toilet paper dispenser, put it on the floor, stamped it out, picked up all the debris, threw it in the garbage can where it smoldered and lit the garbage can on fire. He exited the bathroom, went back to class. Another boy walked in, smelled the fire, and walked back out, found a teacher. The teacher took a pail full of water, dumped it in the garbage can. Our crew came, finished extinguishing the toilet paper dispenser, and they took the garbage can outside. Called the sheriff, had the sheriff come and do some investigation with us. We reviewed videotape, and before the sheriff got there, we looked through the garbage can and found the lighter. Of course, we didn't move it so that they could take pictures of it and stuff like that. So what that means is I get to do my homework, and I talked to the state fire marshal's office to see if they would do a young fire starters program. They kind of put it back on us and said, we haven't done it for so long, could you do it? And I said, well, and so we're working on getting a program for this young person. Part of the restitution that I have requested is that he come and do a little service for the fire department so that he can see kind of what we have to go through. During the interview process, I tried to instill in him that he put the lives of over 600 people in danger, and he was kind of shocked at that realization. And then, so to reinforce that, like I said, I want him to bring him here, or one of those, or working with the fire department to do some physical labor to see how tough it really is and what we have to go through too.
In the past, Buck, we used to have them come over here, scrub the windows get all the alkali off the old windows of the old station with a razor.
Yeah, that's...
And then we made them clean up the all the fire trucks, too. We actually gave Carolyn the day off so they could... children could come over here and wash the trucks and everything, see what was going on.
So something like that is what I'm looking for. I really want to make it impactful. You know, not just a service project, but to actually see what we have to do. So we're working on that. The dad was very excited and emailed me yesterday and says, "All right, he's on suspension for 10 days. What are we going to do today?"
Well, good for him, because in the past we've had parents that came in and told us we couldn't do anything, and we offered to have family services go pay them a visit, and he was more than willing to bring their children down to come help out.
So they're so very respective to us. The only concern I have is this is a second occurrence.
By this child or?
For this child.
Oh, wow. Something's wrong there.
So it's time to put the fear of God in it, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
And we can
make a recommendation.
That's about as much as we need.
In Salt Lake, as we take them up to the University of Utah Burn Center. Mm-hmm. And take them on a tour.
Yeah, Chief Arnold, we showed him the video from the burn center and everything first.
You don't get the smell, you don't get...
It still was an eye-opener for him.
Yeah. Any questions for me?
I do. What are they building next to the high school?
That's a new church.
Oh, a new church. Okay.
In the big field? The one that just came on?
North?
Yeah.
North of the high school?
On the west side?
West side of the high school.
Or west, west of the high school.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go review. I thought it was just a continuation of the subdivision.
Mm-hmm. It's a church.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I thought it was just a subdivision.
Okay.
So I'll go look at it.
Not according to Utah Construction Registry.
Because you were curious.
Yep.
Grants projects. Kim.
So the voluntary retention is Safer Ground. Chief mentioned we had orientation. We brought on 8 more volunteers. We had 22 applications, and we reviewed through those, so we brought 8 more on. After we brought those 8 on, we've had 5 more volunteers apply in the past 2 weeks, so volunteers are coming in.
So we're back to having a waiting list?
Yes.
Thankful.
After
good
we
job.
Have orientation.
Good job.
Yeah, and we're back to a waiting list. Seven of the new volunteers from the previous orientation have received their new PPE. So if they get their physical, then they get their PPE. So 7 of the former volunteers have gotten their PPE, so we're just waiting for others to get their physicals to get their PPE. As stated, there's a bunch of members that have gotten their EMT and going on to their EMT, so really proud of everybody that's done that. The Community Wildfire Defense Grant, the 2 seasonal employees, Sean and Julius, unfortunately, their time will be up in October with us, so we've got 1 more month with them, and I'm grateful for them, and they're going up right now, and they're assessing and helping Ochre Mountain Water with some of the grass and growth around their wells, so that we can maybe avoid something happening there with some of their pumps and maybe the electricity or anything happening there. So they're going up and assessing that. They're going to present to Excelsior Academy on September 11th to the second graders. They did that last year, and it was really successful. I guess that the second graders talked about them for like 2 weeks afterwards and wrote all these reports, so I'm going to try to get some of those. I don't know if anybody has seen the new video that was produced by John Smith about wildfire and defensible space around your homes, so I think he did a really good job with that. The SAMHSA grant, which is the paramedic grant, we have exhausted those funds. So we've withdrawn and received all the funds we could from those. We're doing some closeout reporting on that. And we're just hopefully going to get the next one that's a 2-year one. And it's just still a little, I'm just assuming a lot more people applied for it. So I think that once people found out about it, I think a lot more are applying for it. We did get the FEMA Homeland Security grant. That is for PPE for our members that are existing, so not new ones. So we did get that grant. So I know some people will be really excited. So that is for 12 new sets of PPE. Awesome. And so probably at the beginning of the year, we'll get you guys all measured up. And so, you know, get that new PPE for those folks. And then we did get the DNR Wildland PPE grant as well. And so we will get around $9,000 worth of wildland PPE ordered as well. So we're still waiting to hear on the BRIC grant. The BRIC grant would help us as buck with some inspectors. And so we've moved on. We said it last meeting, but it's moved on for further review. So there's some that have said that they, you know, weren't accepted. There's some that, you know, that were just stopped in their tracks, but we've been moved on for further review. So
good.
Fingers crossed on that.
All right. Thank you.
First round of public comment.
I just had a question on the volunteers. Do we keep track of total hours that they volunteer?
Yes.
What's our average that they give? Do we know?
40? Cody saved our bacon. How many hours did you put in the month when you were volunteering?
I was pulling 48 hours every week to help cover some shift while they were at away for paramedic hours for most of the 9 months that they were gone.
Yeah, I would say anywhere from 12 to, I mean, Rachel has full-time family, and I would say how much you pull a month, maybe
probably 60 hours a month.
We've got some great volunteers.
And do we look at any volunteers that are not pulling in hours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There's a list.
That's the worst part is that they, you know, you track them and you go, okay, this one's not making it, this one's not making it.
So they have to be a member in good standing, and so we have a policy that we're putting in place that 48 hours a month. Or at least there's some discussion on they're working on something or they're communicating with us that, you know, we know that some of the volunteers are working on their EMT or they're working on, you know, so they may not be here physically, but they are working on things towards being here for us at a better, more advanced.
Can we review that policy as a board? The volunteer policy.
Yep, sure.
Okay. What are you kind of getting at?
I just wanted to take a look at what we look at from a volunteer perspective. And I do like that they have to be in good standing and everything like that. So I just haven't seen one before.
Yeah, the good thing is that from a state level, I'm thankful we even have volunteers.
Yeah.
There are some agencies that came to get the wheels rolling. So the fact that we even are, I'd be hesitant to push away volunteers depending how much time they do or don't put in, because there's some agencies that literally are running illegally because they just said, hey, you can drive this ambulance. And can you just drive mom, dad, or whoever in our community, and I have one EMT in the back. So I'd be very hesitant to shy away anybody that may not be pulling their weight. The fact that someone's willing to even help,
all for it.
I'm all for it.
We have kind of a step-by-step process. It's like, okay, we haven't heard from you in a couple of months, so Chief and I sit down with them and say, you know, what are you doing? How can we get you back into being active?
Yeah.
And then, you know, it takes months of inactivity and no
that's
communication.
What I was getting at.
Yeah, the reality is they did a big national survey, and it's not that we don't have EMS in the state or in the nation. It's that they're choosing not to work EMS. They did a huge survey and they realized there's tons of EMS or licensed providers in the nation, but they're choosing not to work in EMS. So the fact that we have people that are choosing to at least help when they have other full-time jobs is fantastic. Interesting, right?
Interested to see the report.
Yeah, National Registry did that.
Wow. Okay.
So.
Add something real quick.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for the grant that we got from Department of Public Safety for the mental health.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for Rachel's help on that as well.
Yeah.
And so we were able to get Blomquist on for a year. And so anybody that's responding to some EMS that may be shocking, they can, you know, reach out and get some, you know, because that might be it too. Because I know that's quite a shock, you know, some of the calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Peer support's been a huge push for us at the state level.
So it's been really nice to yeah. have that and Rachel and all the peer support. So
that's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting study. It's not that we don't have people. We have people. They're just choosing not to work in EMS.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Anyways. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, public comment. Any other comments? Anybody else?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are they citing why they're not?
Pay. One was, like, requirement, job requirements. They could work at McDonald's and make more. Mm-hmm. Isn't it pay and work less hours? Family time, stress, stuff like that. Pretty everything we've already seen, right? Yeah. So that's why it's been very awesome to see through the state people are increasing pay to try to make it, and you know they're seeing it as a it's a license now, it's not mm-hmm. certification, so it is
right.
important.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. That's why they're pushing for should we make them a degree requirements to make it more recognized, and so it's interesting though. So, all right.
If you get the viewpoint, I'll just send it out.
No more public comment. All right, we'll go to bills review.
Everybody have a chance to look over the bills?
Yep.
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
I just heard a beep.
He said yes. He said he looked at them.
Okay. All right.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Contract review. Looks like we have none. Right. Okay. Old business, the 2025 preliminary budget discussions.
Anything new you want on that?
No, just that, you know, as I said last time, we're not planning to really change much because we really can't.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're at our top out and we'll have to sit there for a year.
Yeah. Okay.
A review of strategic plan.
And they were going to pull that up on the overhead here.
Okay, right here, scared.
As I have to go here.
Can you hear now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sorry about that. Yeah. Review of strategic plan. You said we're going to
pull it up. And because Kaylee was going to pull it up here.
Okay.
And this has... This is, you've already been able to review it.
Yes.
Yep.
The only thing that was changed was the very back end. And so, Kaylee, if you could go to page 28.
What was 28? Keep going.
I'll keep going. You're on the far right. You're on 17, 18.
Yeah.
21, 22, 23, 27, and 28.
Was training and education this section? I thought with all the time and effort and plans that we put into our training academy and our training efforts for firefighters, I thought it was a really important thing to identify how much we spend in doing training. And so this particular page is all about structure fires and how we prepare people and what we prepare them in. And as of now, training is provided at no cost to volunteers. So, you know, people reading this might who say, oh, if I volunteer, I can get that training. So, you know, something to be note.
That's a good idea.
And then if you, the next page, this is our red card program, our wildland fires, all the things that we spend and take into account with all of our firefighters. Those are the task books we work towards. And our work with FFSL. Next page is our emergency medical services, whether it's EMR, EMT, advanced EMT, paramedic. It kind of goes through the minimum requirements and you know, paramedic is a college level course to include, and it gives all that information. And you know, some of our training that we've been able to provide is that grant funded training. And then continuing education units are provided at within, you know, every first responder's 2-year renewal cycle. We're on top of that as well. The two in the picture, I just wanted to highlight that Joe and Tammy took a, what was it, Tammy? Is she in here? Oh, she's
Joe.
Not.
Joe's right there.
I'm sorry. Joe! There you are. Sorry. What level of coursework did you take?
They called it like a master's anatomy class. I don't know. Crazy, stupid, hard.
They
97% though. They were
yes.
Top of the class. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
So they were significantly entrenched in those classes at Tooele Tech this past spring.
Utah State,
sorry. Utah State. Mm-hmm. So then I think that was one more page. And then this is the internship apprentice, Stansbury High School, Tooele Technical College, the things that we advance our firefighters through as well. So just wanted everybody to see that and know that that's a part of our strategic plan as well, that is public facing. The this version right now is on our website. So as we change it and modify it, it's changing it online and it's an active review. So if you have any questions or you want to see it at any point in time, it's on our homepage in the About section, right? Okay. Any questions?
So it said on there that is next year Tooele City going to be in charge of the?
Yep. That's
the fire academy.
The academy. It'll probably be held in their new station. That's where we're open. So Matt has and their training officer have already been involved with Justin and trying to get an idea for how much is involved in all that.
Perfect. Great.
Yep.
All right. New business: 2024 tax anticipation loan with Zions Bank.
Okay, so you all should have received a number of memos over the past month, and this is the tax anticipation note, which basically says that they do this a lot for groups, entities that have taxes coming in. And so we've provided everything to Zion's financial and he is now kind of compiling it and they're doing everything. We don't have the documentation tonight because they were not ready. So, but that will be coming. It will probably be an emergency meeting that you guys are all involved in, that we will call, between now and the next board meeting.
Okay.
Let's see, some of the questions we had to answer. A brief explanation of what got you into this situation. And so I explained kind of how I gave them a memo that really shows, you know, how this happens, and it happens year over year over year.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I want that to happen. Mm-hmm. I want to get out of that pattern. Which is their next question. Will the district need to be doing this again next year, or how they will make it so that they don't need it next year? And you all have been part of that as well, is whether it's EMAC assignments, which put money into the bank, or if it's a cost recovery, which Cassandra and Kaylee went through this week about doing payments into the district. So
being able to accept We just finished our training on being able to accept online payments and credit card payments.
Oh, great.
So we are in the process right now of creating those pages on our website and everything so that we can start billing for various items on our fee schedule, like inspection permits, extrications, vehicle fires, just specific things, and then have an easy way for people to pay it, so hopefully it's more likely that they will pay it for insurances as well.
Because the tax anticipation note may not come through between now and necessary funding, we need to talk about transferring from capital to general fund. You want to talk about that for a second?
So we have about $100,000 available from capital projects that we can move to the general fund. We don't want to move it unless absolutely necessary. So we wanted to request a tentative approval tonight and have it approved, so that way in the event that between now and when the tax anticipation note gets signed and put into place, we can do that if needed. So
would we say, you said about 100,000. We're just going to say 100,000.
That's fine.
Okay.
So there's an approval request on that in the action items.
Perfect.
If you're comfortable.
What's our estimated time of approval?
Well, originally Alex thought that he would have everything ready tonight, but it sounds like they're just taking a little bit longer. So we're hoping not more than another week.
Yeah, we
don't know. We're still waiting to hear back from him. It took a few days to get everything from the county, like all the, we had to get the top 10 taxpayers, our assessment history for the last 10 years, and so. So we've sent all that to them, and they're evaluating it.
Okay.
That's good. So that was the tax anticipation and the general fund mm-hmm. capital projects, okay. Approval of surplus equipment.
So we do have a few things in surplus equipment right now. And we've got a couple of file cabinets. Was it a file cabinet? Desks.
DVD player.
A DVD player and a laptop. So we just need those approved, and then the crews can appropriately put them into our surplus auction and get them out of here.
Perfect.
They are anxiously waiting for you to approve it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then, that was the action item. That was my fault. Sorry. That's something we're going to talk about. That was declaration of it. Okay, so now we're at two living quarters at Pine Canyon Fire Station.
This was a something I sent to all of you for as a thought for some discussion. And I think you all can see that my idea is to staff these stations however we get there. I went down one direction on Lake Point Station to where we did $100,000 worth of architectural plans, and I can't get any movement out of CIB or CDA, other funding to start that project. So until that happens, it's just sitting there. And I don't want to put anything into that station. The air might be out in it right now. And I don't want to keep dumping money into infrastructure there when I think we have a good plan to get it up and running for staffing eventually. And especially with the inland port coming in, I can lean on that heavily. And those guys out there are like, would you like 2 acres to put a fire station in? And I'm like, yeah, and that would be great. And so, we're working toward that on I-80. And so this was another option to, put a small building on the Pine Canyon Station or out behind the Pine Canyon Station, that I thought I would get your feelings, your thoughts.
And staff would stay there?
Yeah, it would be capable of putting staff there. I don't know if they would. I mean, it would be they'd be the volunteers or the part-timers. We're trying to man additional stations. That's really what we're kind of looking towards. That's really kind of the direction we're going, whether it's Pine Canyon or whether it's Lake Point or IRTA. Somebody pointed out to me that we had space available at Pine Canyon. I'm like, wow, I had to go look at it. And so just something I figured I'd open it up to you guys for discussion.
Would we, because that's part of unincorporated, would we have to get permits, or would they just allow us to put a connex on there, a livable connex?
No, we'd have to get permits.
Yeah, permits would be definite, but it would be something that it'd have to look nice. It would have to, and I know connex boxes can look nice.
Yeah,
but
it could be a single wide, a double wide, a connex. Yeah. It could be.
Well, and if it's a I think we can do it through impact fees, but we would have to get the impact fee facility plan updated to include it.
Okay.
but it, any other? I believe that that would be an appropriate use.
As far as permitting goes, it's my understanding that it's a primary residence, and so we wouldn't have to file for an ADU. So I think that there would be no special rules that apply to it. Just the normal rules of permitting through to the town.
And do we have 1 acre in Pine Canyon? 2 acres.
Would we have enough response from that station to other calls?
It's our biggest volunteer area.
Are they coming out of Twilla still, or do we have any Pine Canyon residents?
Out of Twilla.
Volunteers in Twilla.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so on the memo, you said it could potentially cost $60,000, right?
Ish, but that's a guess.
We don't want to put that money back into the Pine Canyon Station instead of building something?
That's where we get into, there's no real room in the station, so we would have to go architecturally. We'd have to get an architect involved to add on quarters. Yeah. So this is a separate structure, and it might even be something as easy as getting a Connex box, or as easy as getting a mail order unit. I gave you guys pictures of just something that, that could possibly work.
Yeah, I just paid $269 a yard for concrete last week. So, you know, this is going to be just in infrastructure. It's going to be substantial.
Yeah.
We're going to be well over 60,000. We'll be 30 or 40,000 of that in concrete. We'll be another 20 in power.
Yeah. Plumbing. That's all.
That's just to get the ball rolling. That's not the structure itself. So I think that if we're going to do this, I think impact fees would be the way to go, because it's a lot of money on a maybe.
Okay.
It wouldn't necessarily need to be on a concrete slab. You could put it on a gravel slab.
Yeah, but Buck, we have winds, and we pretty much put the iron at everybody's feet on stuff too. So we don't want to be, you guys have to go out and go do this, and then we not do it. So, you know, we kind of want to match what we do to the public. See what I mean? You know?
Yeah. We want to practice what we preach.
Yeah, exactly. If we've got that many people, I don't think it's a bad idea.
Okay.
But, you know, like I said, if we're going to do it, I don't want to take out a loan for it. I don't want to be robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's what we have the new construction for. That's why we gouge people for the whatever we're doing, you know. Oh, you know, on the impact fees. So, The thing is, we've had them forever. I was the one that signed the original, and it's been a godsend for us over the years.
Absolutely.
So, there's another thing we can use it for.
I'd also like to take a look to kind of where you're going on there. What would be the cost to build that station out?
Yeah.
Instead of putting hundreds of $1,000 into it.
It'd be astronomical.
Yeah. But like my thought is, so is this going to be a forever station? Or are we just popping up these little things around that station? And what are we doing with the old one? You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing?
Oh, the station wouldn't be affected. It would just be adding.
But you already said you don't know if the air works, stuff like that. So like,
That's Lake Point.
Oh, sorry, Lake Point. Okay, yeah.
On your remodel, it's not really possible, because if you remodel a certain portion of the building, and you have to go back through and
retrofit everything else. Yeah.
So it would be an add-on to the existing, like, now we're going to add living quarters.
Yes, yes.
And we'll keep that forever, that other part.
Yeah, I wouldn't want this to be like a temporary.
No, that's my hope. I don't want to be
temporary. I don't want temporary.
But correct me if I'm wrong, if we add on to the building with a walkway, we have to be real careful doing it that way too, correct?
The code allows for a certain percentage to be modified without having to go through. So if we are to add on to it, as long as we don't change
inside the structure itself,
stuff.
All right.
If you have a door being wide on it, you're not changing that big a percentage to alter the code.
Right. It all depends on how much we change.
Yeah.
Well, really, on the back. In the bay, all we'd have to do is cut a door.
So it'd be like the living quarters at the helicopter pad.
Yes. Where they have something, living quarters where they...
And they just, yeah.
They do it. So it'd kind of be like that at yep. this station.
Yeah. I like the idea. I would just want to do it right. Let's just do it so it's going to be something permanent.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah, not just a pop-up little okay. place. So if we do it, can we get some, like, I don't know, quotes, plans?
Yep, yep. And that can be... this was just initial. This yeah, was like just to, mm-hmm. to talk it through.
Yeah.
To see if you guys were in favor of that. Like I said, this is different than what I'm trying to do at Lake Point. This is more of a small structure that's attached to the large structure, permanent structure.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So,
like it.
Okay. All right. Was there anybody?
If you put that structure there and then you offer to the volunteer staff, we have on-call positions where you can stay at the station and have that quicker response. You'll probably get more people that want to do it versus stay at sure. home in their nice bed or whatever. Just to have a senior member there that can mm-hmm. take control of whatever scene is going on, I think you would have people that would respond out of the station.
Yeah. Was also part of your plan, is that something you want to talk about, like that your housing?
And that, just having you guys kind of say, pursue it, look at it, you know, I don't have to be, yeah, we can cross that bridge later.
Great. Okay.
I can pursue it later, or I can pursue that later. Okay. Having it, getting your ideas, getting your thoughts, we've got time for that.
Yeah, no, I love this idea. It's great. Let's make it right. Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Great. Okay. Hold on. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, mine shut off, too.
Oh, there it is. Okay. New business still. Oh, PILT funding for a tool account.
Okay, so I wanted to make sure you all understood this memo, is that by GIS... We have identified that North Tooele Fire District responds to 663,000 acres of federal land. Within that, the county gives us no money for that, and they get paid for that. So they get paid 4.3 million dollars to take care of 2.1 million acres of federal untaxable land. So we've approached the county to tell them we're intending to ask for at least $400,000, and I think we have every right to do that.
Up it. Up it.
Okay. Okay. I can do that.
What would be your suggestion?
Yeah.
Too high and
million. Half okay. of it. We respond to more than.
Start high.
Yeah, we respond to the majority of everything on federal land.
Yes.
You know, we're the third largest fire district by area in the nation.
Yes.
We've been around over the impact fees where they just piecemealed it out to everybody.
Yes.
And this needs to end.
Yes.
You go you go up there and they more or less poo-pooed you out of the office.
That's
over
correct.
The deal. No more.
Okay.
No more.
Yep.
Go for everything you can get out of them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting
$4.3 million.
A fourth of that is not too much to ask.
No, it's not. No.
If you ask for $400,000 and they would have given you $1 million, you can't go higher. So
ask high.
Ask
we'll
high
negotiate.
This credit goes back to Kim. Kim was the first person to identify this. So
good job.
Perfect.
Thank you.
We really didn't know how much it was, but it is public information, and so we've identified how much the county gets, and we'll ask for $1 million.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Do we know where it's going to right now?
General fund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
General fund.
No, it goes general fund.
Okay.
Awesome.
Go after it.
We already did the declaration of surplus, so now we're on to public comment. All right. Wonderful. Okay. Action items. First action item. Is there
we can table the resolution.
Oh, table the resolution for the okay. Oh yeah, because until we get more info back. Okay, got it.
Yep.
Approval of funds transferred to general fund from capital projects fund if needed. Do I have a motion?
Go ahead.
I'll make a motion that we vote on the approval to move from the general fund.
Capital fund.
Capital fund to the general fund.
To the general fund.
To the general fund.
Second.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect, thank you. Approval of surplus equipment.
I propose that we approve the surplus equipment.
Do a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approval of strategic plan.
I propose that we approve this strategic plan as presented.
A second.
Oh, you got a second? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Board calendar.
So September 18th, that's the third Wednesday for our next one. At that meeting, we will start official 2025 budget preparations. October 16th would be the next one. And then the UASD conference, which you've got the registration forms in front of you, Kurt. I also emailed the registration form right before board meeting. So okay. If you plan on going to the conference, either way, let me
know. At least the first day.
Okay, yeah. So if you'll get that filled out, I'd like to get everything turned in prior to the early bird registration, which is September 13th.
So, okay, I'll get it to you tomorrow, the next day.
Perfect, thanks. November 20th would be our board meeting for November, and at that one we will do a tentative budget approval for 2025. And then December 18th would also be our 2025 public budget hearing and our last meeting for the year.
Wow.
Okay. Time's flying.
A little long.
All right. District events.
So we have dumpster and shipper days right now. These are mostly tentative dates. We haven't confirmed scheduling on these yet, correct?
They're set.
Oh, they are set. Okay.
Russ has got plans.
Okay, so dumpster days, the 17th to the 24th in September. And then shipper days immediately after, 25th and 26th.
Great. Wonderful.
Fire prevention open house. I'm not sure, is that the correct day? October 8th? Did you guys change it on the day?
Tuesday?
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday now.
So it's
September 7th.
It's the 7th.
I missed the meeting on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
You guys did it. So, okay, so Monday the 7th.
Yes.
Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. And then we also wanted to add on there the Christmas party, which is
December 4th. It's the first Wednesday of
December. Yes. And we will be out at the racetrack this time.
Oh, racetrack?
Yeah.
And then we have a pool party.
Pool party this weekend.
This Sunday.
Sunday.
6 days.
At the Stansbury Pool.
Yep. Invite your friends.
Yes.
Or family. Invite your family.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, public concerns or comments? Go ahead.
Take a couple seconds.
Yes.
I thought you weren't talking because your family was here. That's not.
We had a meeting Monday, and as Buck said, that he's starting to sound like a broken record. We pulled up some stuff on GIS. Well, it was Google Earth, and their mapping is fairly recent. And there's a lot of stuff going on. I think we really need to take this seriously and make sure that we're getting the funding that we need to be proactive instead of reactive. I see a lot of stuff in our county being completely reactive, and it's disconcerting. As a member of the public, as a member of the public in their district, I want to make sure that we get properly funded so that we can get the equipment that we need to get the job done. One of the things that is hanging in the bay is a flag that says, "Would you like you coming to rescue you?" It was a very poignant thing that hit me. It was like, do I want somebody that's underfunded? Do I want somebody that's not properly trained? Do I want somebody that's not physically fit, which don't look too close, to be the one that's coming to rescue my family? I want you guys to kind of take that to heart. And when we start looking at, I love this comment, up the rate. get as much out of the county as we can get out of them. Get as much money as for us, not only as a district. I mean, forget the fact that I'm wearing the shirt, but as a citizen, that cross sits on my back. And we should be able to pull all that and pull that money from wherever we can so that I'm not having, and everybody else in our district is not having to flip that bill. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks. Thank you. Is there something that we could be doing or looking at that we're not?
I have requested and asked and not gotten much response from the state as far as an audit. If we are getting the allocated tax dollars that we need to get from the different entities, and I know Chief has asked from the county to have some numbers, and they can't pull them together.
And I said they won't.
Yeah. Who at the state did you reach out to?
Just the AG's office.
Yeah. I would continue to
the reach auditor's out. Office.
I would continue to reach out to them. I mean, I don't know what else we can do. I do the same thing at the state level. I continually will just.
Yeah, well, we're making noise.
We just seen a big citizen movement here on the school district,
yeah.
And it was successful.
They approved a high level audit.
Yeah,
in the school district.
Yeah. But anyway, that.
Yeah, I would continue to send those emails, and okay. I support that. If there's anything, I hope you've seen that we also feel that we bear that burden.
I'd like to echo that you know, it's to see Scott just, you know, go ahead, go for a million, go for the throat.
Yeah.
To see your guys' support for us is key for us in our position, not only as firefighters, but also as citizens.
You know, this fight with the funding thing has been going on since 1988.
Yeah.
And it's the same story every time we've gone to them. And, we're a partner in this thing. It isn't like we're subservient to them.
No,
we are an equal.
No. Yeah.
And we need to be treated as an equal. And if that means us getting our fair share, that's part of the deal.
I think this PILT funding, it has some teeth in it because that's federal money that they're not appropriating correctly.
Well, yeah, I agree. You
know, we have congressmen for that.
Yep. Yep.
She's aware of it.
Good.
Yeah. You know, we can always call the GAO or have someone call the GAO office. And go from there.
Yeah, I just advocate, continue to reach out, send in letters. I mean, just at the state level alone, we've seen some big movement with EMS and legislators that they've came to our office and said, this is what I want to do. We're like, sweet, let's do it. Because as you know, at the state EMS office, we're governed by our peers. So the rules are created by our peers, and that's by everyone here. So I love that. That's great. One thing I should say, though, on another note, is that my fundraiser was last weekend.
Oh.
And the storm actually cleared up. It was crazy from like 5 to like 8:30. And then that storm you were talking about was rolling through.
Yeah.
We made $21,000.
That's awesome.
Ooh, good.
For Jaden's
scholarship.
Yeah. And Chandler was there. Bailey.
As you look at your increase, that's a huge increase.
Oh, yeah.
Years, isn't it?
Yeah. The first year was like 5,000.
Yeah.
And then we made like 8, and then 12, and then 14, then 16. Now we're at 21.
So you're continuing to increase.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it can be great community support. We had over 890 people show up. Next year, I'll plan sooner. Well, please start planning in January, February, but we're going to do a Stansbury High. So.
Okay.
I'll get you guys involved, but like I said,
we won't be.
Do it at the new high school.
we try to incorporate everyone. We get the most money though.
Should be.
We'll have a building, and we will have a student center.
Get the word out more.
What did you say the money went to?
So this year was for the Jaden Davis Scholarship.
The individual that drowned 2 years ago.
You know, Jaden that drowned up, he was a toilet boy. And so his family, so our board, we essentially don't ask for permission. We say, hey, we want to raise money in the name of Jaden. What if we set up a scholarship? And so the family set up a scholarship in his name to help local youth in Tulip County. So all that money will be directed to that. And then they can do, from their family's plan is to like give it to tuition, sports bills, dance bills, or like, and people can apply for it. So we don't know what we're going to do next year, but that's where we'll go this year. That's great. I think the next thing is if we want a closed session, correct? Yeah. Yeah, closed session needed?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Okay.
All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn the meeting for August
21st, 2024.
One second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye, perfect. All right. Meeting's
adjourned. Can I borrow your pen?
19:38.
We've got to fill out this paper for Cassandra.
Paperwork.